FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, it's Lunar New Year, which this year is all about vitality, passion, dynamism and radiant energy. And that's got to be a good thing. One person who knows a lot more than I do about this is Eva Powell, who is on a mission to grow Asian food culture in Ireland. Eva, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hi. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Sorry, I should be saying Happy New Year to you. Yes,
the second year, yeah, the Lunar New Year.
The Lunar New Year, here we are. The year of the fire horse, we're all about it. Let's talk about it because I've got so many questions right now. And I feel like this year for a difference, it's bigger than ever among us in Western culture. And I think it's because there's a lot of like Chinese people who are on TikTok right now talking about all the traditions and all the great things that are going to happen for this year. So Lunar New Year is kind of a big deal all over the world. But what's the difference between the Chinese New Year and the Lunar New Year?
Yeah, so the Lunar New Year encapsulates the Chinese New Year. So like in China, we know it as Chinese New Year, but actually it's celebrated in other Asian cultures, especially like in Korea, they call it Solal. And then in Vietnam, they call it Tet. So there's different kind of traditions that each culture or each Asian culture would celebrate and would have. But it is one of the biggest celebrations in China. They have like, they celebrate it for 15 days, like 2 weeks.
That's right.
And there's so many. Yeah, there's so many traditions that go along with it, including a lot of links with food, I guess. Yeah,
which we will get into in a moment. But by the Chinese calendar, it's actually the year 4724, which I did mention a couple moments ago, is the year of the fire horse. What does that mean?
So the horse is really seen as a really strong and energetic, like it's a good symbol. It's like nobility and hardworking. It's full of success. And then every year of the zodiac animal is actually associated with one of the elements. So whether it's a fire, wood, earth, metal or water, this year it's coupled with the fire. So the fire adds a lot more boldness to the animal, like giving it even more strength. So it's going to be even faster moving year with like you said, with lots of energy and lots of power and lots of success.
Yeah, and I think people get really excited about that. You know, I saw a lot of people on like Monday saying like, you know, I'm shedding now, I'm getting ready for the fire horse tomorrow. I can't wait for this. And I adore it. I read recently, Eva, that you cooked for 15 people for New Year's a couple of years ago. But what are some of your favorite memories and tastes of New Year as like a little kid?
Yeah, I mean, I remember one of the things I really enjoyed was the New Year pudding. It's called Nin Go, and it's kind of sweet, it's sticky, it's chewy, and it's made with rice flour and some brown sugar. And you only usually make it for the New Year. Okay. And you only, it's like Christmas, you only get the Christmas pudding during Christmas time. Yeah. The Chinese New Year, you only get this Nin Go during the New Year. And that is probably one of my most favorite foods, that memories, I guess, for the New Year.
Is it just because it just brings you back to those moments, the beginning and the fun and the celebration?
Yeah. And also like I remember like one of the things I guess is red packets when I was younger, another thing. It's like
will you explain what the red packets are for people who don't know?
Yeah. So they're beautiful kind of red envelopes, and it's really decorative on the top, whether it's decorated with gold, with a symbol of fortune. They usually have like a Chinese idiom that wishes you well for the new year, like Gong Hei Fa Choi, or prosperity. And then inside, they put money inside. So over the new year, usually my parents would give me red packets. Yeah. Now I do that tradition for my kids, so I give them to my kids, and they can end up with a lot of red packets. So
I would imagine.
Because the thing is, like, every like uncle or auntie that you meet, you wish to get a good packet, a red packet. Yeah. What you do is like you give them. So I would say, oh, Laura, like, wishing you like a new year full of like good luck and blessings and joy. And then in return, you get the red packet.
So
like, you go around in the new year and you just like, everybody you see, you say something like as a child, that's what you did. Like you said something really really, you know, well, giving them a well wish. And then they would give you red packet with money in it. Like, you know, and okay, so like, I mean, a question is like, how much money do you get in these red packets? And, you know, and it's actually a minefield for adults as well, because like, you know, when you're in Asia, like, you know, you have to, like, you probably buy a few different types of red packets, because some you put in a fiver, some you put in a 10 euro. It's not, you know, you put them, you diff, because like somebody who's closer, for my kids, you give them a lot more money. And then, you know, for people, so there's different, you know, it could be a minefield in your handbag, basically. It's like, okay, which are these red packets? Who are they for?
Still amazing.
So you can get quite confused. But like, you know,
I saw a girl on TikTok. Sorry, I'm going to bring everything back to TikTok, because this is where I've gotten all my facts, but this is why you're here. It's to either debunk them or to be like, yeah, that actually happened. But I did see a girl on TikTok yesterday who said, this is the one time a year where being single and childless is really paying off. And it was her coming down the stairs with all of her red packets. And she was like, here you go. Kate's wondering why. It's because she's single and because she doesn't have any children of her own, her parents and her aunts and her uncles and all that will give her the red packets. So she gets all this money. Whereas as soon as she has a child, exactly like what happened to Eva, she's passing it on. Yeah. She's the one that's costing her next.
Yeah, it's usually parents, like adults, give them to kids, you know.
Just let's talk about that for a moment as well, because like Chinese culture is really catching the imagination of young people in the West. Like with the China maxing trend on TikTok, are the traditions still alive with young Chinese people? And like, and are they really coming forward a little bit more now, especially here?
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, you know, like at home, you know, it's like Christmas time where, you know, every year you have this gathering. And like, similarly for the new year, you know, we gather everybody together and it's like a time of family, friends, and, you know, you have a very big meal. So I think it does. And then you have the red packets. There's all these traditions, you know, and I think it does get imprinted to younger people, you know, where they like to take part in this. Like, and also like, you know, the celebrations, especially like in Dublin, you know, we have like the line dance, the Chinese line dancing, you know, that happens in the city center. And so like, and then there's Chinese music. So I think everybody is interested in, and they you know, there is that curiosity about it.
I think what I kind of adore about it is how welcoming it all feels, you know, for people who aren't Chinese and who want to get involved and celebrate. And I've only seen like positive comments on the other end of it. There's been a lot of comments being like, it's my first year being Chinese. What do I do? And everyone, and then it's this like, your Chinese older sister on TikTok is going to help you to make sure that you don't wash your hair and you wear red and you do what you're supposed to do. It's so fun.
Well, everybody can do with more success, more, you know, good wishes, and, you know, so more happiness. I mean, who doesn't love this for the new year?
And I love that your culture is willing to share that with the rest of us as well, and we're embracing it with open hands. Eva, you were hosting a lot of events this weekend. Why should people not worry if they see a dragon running around Ballymount?
They should be going like going forward towards it, you know, because the louder the music, the more you're awakening the spirits for the new year, and the more you're kind of getting into the celebration, you know. So yes, definitely, we have this event going on this weekend, 21st and 22nd, at our Ballymount store.
Oh,
Yeah, so there's going to be Chinese line dancing. It's like a great kind of a family event. We really wanted to have it as a family event where there's going to be face painting, like horse kind of face painting. And then there's guzheng, which is like a Chinese harp. So there's going to be music performances, and there's going to be a lot of food tastings as well. So it's all about celebrating together.
Amazing.
And there's going to be food trucks as well.
So, love a good food truck. If people want to check out any of those events, you can get all the information at dublinlunarnewyear.ie/events. Now, you also have a new series of your TV show, Eva's Kitchen.
Yes.
It's starting soon. What can we look forward to in that?
Yes, so this year we are, so it's the second season, and so we're going to be focusing on different themes. So there's going to be themes like family favourites, and in that there's going to be like chicken katsu curry, everybody's favourite.
Yeah.
There's going to be banana fritters. We're going to be doing like casual entertaining with some hoisin ribs and slaw, Asian style slaw. There's going to be quick fix meals, and this quick fix meals includes like a spaghetti, like a Chinese style garlic butter spaghetti. that has parmesan and oyster sauce. You wouldn't think they work together, but it's amazing together.
I trust you.
And it's really simple and quick to make. And we have like midweek magics, like that's including like chicken pad thai. We have like a weekend feast. We're also doing like, I'm doing like desserts as well. So there's going to be a Vietnamese tiramisu cake. There's going to be Hong Kong style French toast.
Oh my God, you're
There's going to be like a yuzu black sesame tart. So there's lots. I'm so excited about
it. It's 10:30 in the morning. My mouth is watering at the thoughts of all of these. We know that you're a huge cookbook fan. I don't even know how this is possible, but you own over 500 of them. And you've got your own coming out now too. How much buzz is that? Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's coming out. So the pre-order is starting on the 4th of March, which is the same day as when the first episode of the show launches. Okay. And then books will be in bookshops later on this year in October. So
fantastic. Yeah. It's very exciting.
Thank you so much.
One last question for you, because you are absolutely flat out. You're making TV shows, you're running a business, you're writing books. Do you get to relax at all, or do you find any of that relaxing?
I actually find that I love working. Like, you know, I love food. Everything is connected to food. Wherever I go, even if I try to relax, I'm looking up restaurants and where to go and eat. So I don't know. It just follows me around somehow.
Well, to be honest, you don't sound like you're too, like, you sound so happy and joyous and like excited about it. So it's obviously working out for you. Actually, I lied. I said that was going to be one last question, but now I actually have another one. I want to know, is there anything that we should try food wise this weekend for Chinese New Year? Something that you would recommend for us?
Yeah, I mean, like, go and get yourself some dumplings.
Yum.
Noodles are really good. You know, noodles symbolize longevity. So go get yourself some noodles and even spring rolls. Spring rolls, like golden bars, they symbolize like gold bars. So, like, you know, the more you eat, the more prosperous you become in the new year.
Oh,
so,
wow. Yeah. I'm all
go
about
and
that
nibble
one.
On those. Go and nibble on those.
I'll get the spring rolls ready for myself tonight now, Eva. Thank you so much for telling us all about Lunar
You're
New
so
Year.
Welcome.
Eva Pao's Asian Kitchen returns for series 2 at 8 p.m. on RT1 starting on the 4th of March. Eva, happy Lunar New Year to you, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. I so appreciate
it. Thank you, Laura.
Bye.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
2FM Mornings with Laura Fox. Podcast. Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.